was autumn 53 when I first saw her. I'd swap Korean khaki for civilian threads. She was somehow captivating, beguiling, fascinating, yet perhaps not one who'd readily turn heads. I made sure I caught the same train every evening as I tried to find the words to break the ice. Though I practiced every night time, still couldn't find the right line. Though I'm sure I felt my lips move once or twice. And I always kept myself placed well behind as I followed her to her house every day. And I never once suspected that my quest had been detected till that night she stopped and turned to me to say, well, come on by, come on by. Come and sit down, have a rest, chat for a while. Come on by, come on by. We loved and married, but we had no children. Something that just never worked out right. And though we struggled through that setback, some nights were dark as coal black. So we hugged each other till the morning's light. And in 93 I thought my world had ended as I carried her into the nursing home. For 5 years I brought fresh flowers, combed her hair, stayed after hours, and left to face the darkness on my own. But each night as the time came for me leaving, before I made that slow trek to the door, gave a little crinkled smile, just a twinkling of an eye, that echoed words she'd said those years before. Come on by, come on by. Come and sit down, have a rest, chat for a while. Come on by, come on by. Just departed. On the sink an empty dish sits all alone, and I pick up my plastic chair, stumble slowly down the stairs to the only place where I can feel at home. And the concrete units tower all around me as I watch the passing metal cavalcade. Through the dusty petrol haze, I catch a fleeting passing wave, and I mouth back the words I long to say. Come on by, come on by.
Come and sit down, have a chat, rest for a while. Come on by, come on by. Come and keep me, come and make me smile. Well, come on.